You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Hungary Creek middle school teacher Megan Pauline Jordan busted after having sex with her 14-year-old student. That's called statutory rape. The 25-year-old's DNA found in the boy's bed sheets. Jordan, awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty, 4 counts carnal knowledge, 1 count indecent liberties of a minor. She's facing 50 years behind bars.
Nancy, Jordan has now been sentenced to 45 years in prison with 37 years suspended. Prosecutors said Jordan, a newlywed, sexually abused the student during the 2022 to 2023 school year, going to his home to have intercourse several times. Jordan will spend 8 years behind bars, followed by supervised release.
A Michigan cop says this crime is the first in his 20-plus year career. An Amish family stopped for shopping at Walmart, and someone actually steals the horse and buggy. Luckily, a truck driver parked nearby saw the whole thing. Police recovered the horse and buggy later that night, and the 31-year-old thief is off to jail, facing charges of larceny and larceny of livestock. I can't wait for him to tell his future inmates why he's in. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
According to a Florida police union, 4 officers in the state have been charged in connection to a shooting that occurred on a busy thoroughfare in 2019, an incident that resulted in the deaths of a UPS delivery driver, the 2 thieves who abducted him, along with another driver in a nearby vehicle. With details, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
The Broward County State Attorney's Office came under fire from the South Florida Police Benevolent Association for attempting to have the Miami-Dade County Police indicted by a grand jury. The officers' names have not been made public, and the union has not stated what charges the officers face. Our friends with the Miami Herald were the first to break the story of the indictment. The tragedy started when cousins Lamar Alexander and Ronnie Jerome Hill, both 41, looted the Regent Jewelers store in the Coral Gables neighborhood of Miami. When police arrived at the business after being called by a silent alarm, they stated that gunfire was coming from inside the building. A ricocheting gunshot struck a store employee in the head. It was as 27-year-old Frank Ordonez was delivering packages that the robbers hijacked him and his truck as the suspects fled into a nearby neighborhood. Alexander and Hill led officers from a number of agencies on a lengthy pursuit into southern Broward County during rush hour, dodging traffic signals and barely escaping collisions. Television news helicopters were drawn to the chase, and they started transmitting live nationwide broadcasts of it. The driver's and passenger side doors of the UPS van were partially open, allowing firing to occur while the vehicle was in motion. At a busy intersection in the Pembroke Pines area of Fort Lauderdale, the van eventually came to a stop in the center lane, stuck behind a line of cars waiting for the light to turn green. Witnesses told our friends with the Associated Press that as officers then dashed between cars in the direction of the van, gunfire suddenly erupted. Ordonez, Alexander, and Hill were all killed in the delivery van. A stray bullet killed 70-year-old Richard Cutshaw as he was driving by. It is unknown from the investigation if Cutshaw and Ordonez were shot by the robbers, the police, or both.
There have only been 3 prosecutions of Florida law enforcement officials for on-duty killings in the previous 40 years, making it extremely rare. Only one of the policemen had been found guilty even then. Now to New York State, where a retired police officer found guilty of 4 murders, including the torture and strangulation of a man for drug money, has been handed 4 consecutive life sentences behind bars. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
It was last year that 56-year-old Nicholas Tartaglione, an officer in the village of Briarcliff Manor in the Hudson River Valley, was found guilty. His case garnered media attention for 2 reasons, the severity of the crime and the fact that Tartaglione was briefly a cellmate of Jeffrey Epstein, the politically connected financier who committed suicide while awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. Prosecutors alleged that Tartaglione tortured Martin Luna because he thought the man had stolen $250,000 from him, money that was intended for the purchase of cocaine. The other 3 victims were relatives or friends abducted in 2016 by Tartaglione and 2 accomplices while they were out at a club with Luna. Tartaglione strangled Martin Luna with a zip tie, according to the prosecution, forcing Urbano Santiago, Miguel Luna, and Hector Gutierrez to witness the incident. They were then shot and killed. The four men's bodies were discovered by investigators buried together on Tartaglione's property in Otisville, New York.
Before leaving the Briarcliff Manor Force in 2008 due to a disability, Tartaglione worked for a number of suburban police departments, including those in Yonkers, Pawling, and Mount Vernon.
Thanks, John. Robert Gallagher's family says his mental state began to decline after the COVID lockdown. He was encouraged to get help but refused. He's transported to a Hawaii medical center by cops after erratic behavior, but left without getting treatment. The last time Robert is seen, he was trying to get into a house near the medical center. He hasn't been seen or heard from since. His cell phone was found a few days later on the side of the road, 20 miles from the medical center. Police found no evidence of foul play in his disappearance 4 years ago. A $10,000 reward is offered by his family for info. Robert Gallagher, white male, 6 feet tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. If you have info on the disappearance of Robert Gallagher, contact Honolulu PD, 808-529-3111. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.